Blog Talk Radio.
Are next week. It's just like, wow, what a great time for sports.
I got to agree with you about college football. I've never been much of an Olympic fan. I do watch them from time to time, but I don't know. Just never really gotten too hepped up on the Olympics.
I got to agree.
I'm just, Bobby, you've known me for a long time. I'm just not the type of person that's going to sit in the stands with a little American flag and be waving it. Anyway, that's for a different episode. But you're right about college football. There's not a better time of year when the I'm going to say it. The idiots and the morons start coming out of the woodwork claiming that this team is going to be better than this team. And I was born in the city of Ohio or, you know, the state of Ohio, and I get a root from, you know, there's always this preseason nonsense, and these people tend to crawl back into the floorboard just as fast as they emerge. But yeah, there's a lot of optimism and a lot of excitement this time of year, no doubt about it. Hondo, how are you this morning?
I'm great. It's California Chrome Day at Del Mar.
Yes, and speaking of that, I just wanted to let everybody know that there is breaking news out of Del Mar this morning. If you are a horse racing fan, there's been some rash of fatal breakdowns, unfortunately, this morning. And Mandela rescheduled Beholder's work for tomorrow. And so if you were interested in that, Dick was saying that he just didn't want to go through with it because, as he said, he had a stomachache watching all the activity this morning. So the ugly part of horse racing is rearing its head down at Del Mar, and we send all of our thoughts to the condolences to all the people who had some of their promising two-year-olds go down this morning. All right, let's take care of some business. If you haven't joined us in the past, if you're joining us, if you're a regular listener, you know that we're brought to you each and every week by sportswagers-selections.com. and to follow our free plays on Twitter. All you need to do, log on to your account, type in Eddie the Hat Wins, or visit the website at sportswagers-selections.com and get those free plays sent out to you. All right, Bobby, let's get the show rolling here with your Who's Hot and Who's Not segment.
Well, I think we need to talk, first of all, I'm going to talk about who's not hot, because I think that there's two teams which were sitting on top of the world about a month ago, and right now they're in free fall, and that's the San Francisco Giants and the Texas Rangers. I mean, the Giants are waiting for somebody to come along and kick them off, you know, knock them down from being king of the mountain. And the Rangers still have a 2.5-game lead, but it looks more precarious with each as the spin or death spiral continues. The Rangers look like a team in dire need. Of a stopper, a starter, the Giants look. They need a couple of doses of something. I'm not sure what, but last night the Dodgers got victimized by Jed Giorko. This is a guy who has been a sort of a journeyman infielder for years, started out with the Padres. All of a sudden, the guy wearing number 3 on his back is playing like Babe Ruth in the batter's box. 5 home runs, his last 5 games. Hits one last night with 2 outs in the 9th inning. Just an amazing story. Anyway, the Cardinals strapped on another victory last night, stealing one from the Dodgers. And Madison Bumgarner went down to defeat. Actually, he didn't get defeated, but the Giants got defeated, even though he was pitching in Boston. So it's a tough place for the Rangers and tough place for the Giants right now. The Dodgers aren't taking advantage of it. The Houston Astros are. And as far as hot goes, you don't get any hotter than Jed Giorko. My goodness, what got into him? Anyway, that's our hot and not right now.
Don't you think, though, that, I don't know, it seems like every time this year after the All-Star break, some teams start struggling and they're able to right the ship and make corrections and make trades and bring some of their prospects up to kind of get things straightened out.
When the Rangers are in contention, their management usually they come up with either a pitcher or somebody to shore to ensure their success. Whether they can do that this year or not, I don't know. What do you think, Hondo?
Well, they got one of the top 5 farm systems in baseball, and there is talk that they're in negotiations with the White Sox to acquire Chris Sale. So the Rangers definitely have the prospects to get a deal like that done if the White Sox realize that they need to rebuild and that a great part of that rebuilding would be to get rid of a guy like Sale and get 3 or 4 top prospects. So, the Rangers right now, I see every game. And right now, when they were 24 games over 500, they were getting key hits at key times. The starting pitching was solid. The defense was solid. Right now, they're not putting all 3 of those components together at once, and that's what happens when a team struggles. They either get good hitting one night and not so good pitching the next, and then vice versa the next 2 or 3 games. So Darvish is just working his way back, so he'll help when he gets back to, you know, his top form. And, they still got a 2.5-game lead. They got to turn it around, though. They have to start playing the way they were when they were 24 games over 500. And, they don't have Chu right now, and he's their catalyst atop the order, over 400 on base percentage. But he'll be back in 2 weeks. The only guy who probably won't be back is Fielder, and he was not having a good year anyway. So they weren't really weren't counting on him. But, they have to turn it around, no question about that.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, the Giants, you know, that's another thing. They, Bobby, you being from the Bay Area up there close to it, don't you, haven't we seen this before from San Francisco?
Well, they have go through little down periods before, but they've usually had more than one or two pitchers. They've got two pitchers right now, basically, that they can count on their starting rotation, and that's Johnny Cueto and Madison Bumgarner. And if either one of those guys loses, it's like they immediately go on a four-game losing streak. So there's that. For the Dodgers, what I'm concerned about the Dodgers is the Dodgers could turn this around right now. If Yasiel Puig would somehow figure out that he's a great player and play like it,
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, we haven't seen a great Yasiel Puig since 2013, the year he came up, so you can't count on him. And if they lose Kershaw for any extended period of time, I'm afraid the Dodgers are dead.
Well, I would agree with that, but I get the feeling from the reports on ESPN and elsewhere yesterday and MLB yesterday, Kershaw isn't as bad as Dave Roberts led us to believe. That Kershaw is, it looks like he needs a little bit of rest and then he'll be okay. It's just that his simulated start did not go like they planned, because they thought that if he was okay after that, he would have been ready to start Thursday, but he had soreness, or more soreness than usual, and so they shut him down for a little longer. But he's not close to surgery.
Go ahead. I'm just always cautious when, you know, I remember spring training of last year, and Darvish had some tightness, and Darvish was like, "Oh, I'll be okay, no problem." And then all of a sudden, he's got Tommy John surgery. So you never know for sure, you know.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, Kershaw's at that age, and he has always had kind of a little bit of an unorthodox delivery. So you would wonder about the strain on something, and the fact that it would be his back, that doesn't really bode well for the future, though. It's like, it's not like you get over a bad back unless they've come up with something new. It's like once you've got a back issue, it's sort of like a lingering thing for the rest of your career. So we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully for Kershaw and for the Hall of Fame's sake, hopefully it's just a one-time thing.
Yeah, and I'd be, if I was the Dodgers, and I would, knowing how Kershaw is wound up very tight and he's very, very serious. He's not the type of guy that's going to say, "I need time off." You know, he may try to rush back. So I would treat the season with him very tenderly. And if he does have any issues, get them taken care of before they manifest into something that's going to ruin his career. Because, you know, Bobby Hondo, you know, we see it all the time. And these players, they're like kids that are hiding things from their parents. You know, they don't want them to find out, like a fielder, you know, what's been going on with him all year. Well, you know, we've known something's going on, and then it's revealed that he finally fessed up to the management that, yeah, you know what, I've been feeling like I felt 2014, you know. So who knows what the deal is? But yeah, if you're a Dodger fan, there's cause for concern. So, all right, we're gonna head out to Del Mar, and folks, if you're looking for something to do, and you don't mind beating the heat, head on down to the track where the turf meets the surf. 10 races today. First post is 2:00. And we got Dortmund facing California Chrome. Don't Sell Hard Aces short. That's a very talented horse that could pop up at a price if any of the top two decide that they want to take a day off and not give 100%. And so it's a great race. 10 races out at Del Mar today starting at 2. And to kick you off and give you a nice, what we hope would be a nice shot, put a little bit of money in your wallet beforehand, we're going to go to the 6th race here. And we like a horse here, number 5, Sorry About Nothing. This is a Doug O'Neill horse. Gonzalez is riding. And our reports, this horse is a gelding first time today. And a little bit of an attitude adjustment we are hearing. And this horse has calmed down quite a bit. And he is looking to add to his career total. He's 1-for-8 right now. He has already won. He's heading back west. So we're looking for good things today. 6th race, Del Mar, number 5, Sorry About Nothing. If you were going to head out to the track or just want to pick up the phone and call your neighborhood friend, we suggest a couple of bucks to win in place. Del Mar, 6th race, number 5, Sorry About Nothing. All right, Hondo, do you have anything?
I like a horse a lot in the 2nd race named Q Viva. Got a lot going for her, the 5-year-old mare. She loves Del Mar, 2-for-5, been in the money in all 5 races at Del Mar. Bays and Ellis, they combined 23%. This horse is dropping from a state-bred optional 20,000 claimer into a 16,000 open claimer, and going from the turf to the dirt. When Ellis does that, he's 26%. Bays and Ellis are good together, so I think Q Viva is going to be very tough to beat in the 2nd race today.
All right. Well, we're going to take our first and only timeout, and when we come back, we're going to have some free baseball plays for you. So this is your cue. Go refresh your beverage of choice, and when we come back, we'll have the 2nd half of Keeping Score with Bobby.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Maybe close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on.
All right, sports fans, we're back with more Keeping Score with Bobby. I am Eddie the Hat. We have Big Bobby with us and Hondo with us. And now it's time that we put a little cash, complimentary cash, into your betting accounts or into your wallet. And I'm going to start off first this morning with a game that that I like quite a bit here. 951, 952. This is the Phillies at the Pirates. And I am going to go with the over 8 here with a wink and a nod. This is the game here. Just a classic example of two pitchers who are struggling right now. And Nola, his last 5 starts is ERA is ballooned to 10.18 with a whip of over 2. And Glasnow of Pittsburgh has not done a heck of a lot of improving with his numbers. So if there was a game that had track meet of scoring written on it, this is the game today. 9:51, 9:52, the Phillies at Pittsburgh. Take the over, 8, in this game. All right, Poppy, what do you got for us?
Well, I like the game I like today is, even though the Rangers have been struggling, I like the Rangers today with Cole Hamels going against Yolando Ventura of the Royals. I think that they start to right the ship today, get a little bit back on track. I think the Rangers start to show some life today. That's a good game. I think it's a good game. Cole Hamels versus Yolando Ventura. Go Rangers.
All right, 9:75, 9:76. Poppy here likes 9:75, the Rangers. And Poppy is going to go with a price of minus -115 here. And Ventura for Kansas City is plus +105. And the over-unders on that game is 8. But Poppy is suggesting a play on 9:75 Texas with Hamels at minus -115. And Hondo, do you like anything today?
You know, not really. I haven't really had a chance to check, so I'm not. Rather than just throw something out there, I'm gonna defer to my good pal Boppy and let the people go with his pick. And but I will say that in that race out of Del Mar today, you got California Chrome against Dortmund. And seems like I just get the sense that a lot of people think that California Chrome is a cinch in that race.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, Bob Baffert is very dangerous when he comes into a race under the radar. And he's got Dortmund, who, of course, hasn't raced since November when he won the Native Diver Stakes out of Del Mar. But he's run well off layoffs before. And I think Baffert, maybe not 100% cranked, but I think that horse is... I wouldn't be surprised if Dordman won that race today. You're not going to get, of course, big odds at him with a five-horse field. He's 7-5. Chrome's 3-5. So, but, you know, watch Dordman today. It's going to be. I thought he was primed for a big four-year-old campaign until he came down with all these minor ailments. But I think he's going to run a huge race today.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to point something out, too, which I think is important. I talked to a lot of people throughout the week. I've got some good friends that that I talk to, that I converse with. Hondo, you and I talk a lot about horse racing. If you don't like a race, if you think a horse is too low to bet on, just watch the damn race.
Yeah.
Just watch it.
A lot of people
enjoy it.
A lot of people will try to find a horse to beat that horse that they think is going to win.
Enjoy it.
It's insanity.
I mean, nobody wanted to bet Enola Gray yesterday at 1-5, one to 9, and I could totally understand that. But why knock the race?
Yeah.
Just watch it and enjoy it. Good Lord, people, we need to understand that sometimes you need just to watch things and just do your homework and just sit back and enjoy, you know, the beauty of the sport. Don't get wound up and say, well, I'm going to bet $200 to, you know, or I'm, you know, this or that. Just watch the race and enjoy it. I mean, did you see Enola Gray's race yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think that horse, we have yet to see her. She's still as green as grass. And she's going to improve. And we're watching a star, folks, in the making. And, well, enough said. I'm going to get off the soapbox. But, you know, if you don't like the price on Dortmund, if you don't like the price on Chrome, don't try to beat them. Just watch the race and enjoy it. Enough said. Bobby?
Oh, I just want to talk about... the trading deadline and what
that's a good point.
Who expect a deal? And I'm thinking that I think the Nationals are going to be buyers. What I'm looking at right now, the thing I'm thinking about is the Angels. They are sitting on the number one player in baseball, and they have done nothing. They have done zero with Mike Trout. If they aren't going to try to win with this guy, why don't you let him out of purgatory and try to rebuild the franchise?
Well, you can't trade Mike Trout. Number one, Epler would be lynched, number one, out of town. The fans would stop showing up. I mean, right now, the only reason to go out, you know, even though the Angels have played very well lately, you know, they just had their six-game winning streak snapped last night, and they had won 10 out of 12 games. So, but, you know, I mean, that team, you know, I see no way of them getting back into the race because their starting pitching isn't strong enough to get back into the race. But you can't trade Mike Trout. Mike Trout is your building block to rebuild. And, you know, and they have very little. Their farm system is rated the worst in baseball.
Yeah.
So they have no trade chips to try to go out and get, you know, to rebuild. What they need to do is they have some trade commodities people would want. Calhoun, I'm sure people would want him. Maybe Hector Santiago, even though he's as inconsistent as all heck, maybe some teams would want him that are looking for pitching. Trade those guys and get some prospects. They got to restock their farm system and build from the ground up. And the Angels, Epler's words, they don't seem to want to do that. He says, it's not in our DNA to rebuild. Well, they better think otherwise because that team needs to rebuild.
Yeah.
Unless Artie Moreno's all of a sudden going to go around throwing cash around, and there's no indication that that's going to happen.
And they're still paying for part of Josh Hamilton.
Up
every year.
Through next year. They got another year to pay for him. And they got 5 or 6 more years to pay for Pujols. And, you know, he's going to just, you know, even though he's still a dangerous hitter up there, he's not the Pujols of old. And he's not going to be getting any better. If anything, he's going to be sliding downward more. So I don't know what that team's going to do. But they need to make some serious decisions. And
I would agree with you that it would seem like they're between a rock and a hard place. They can't afford to trade Mike Trout, and he's the only asset they have.
Yeah, and he's the best player in baseball. So what do you do? You know, I just don't think you trade Mike Trout. And if things don't improve in Anaheim, you'll make the decision for him because whenever he's a free agent in 3 years or whenever it is, he'll be sayonara, and, you know, he'll be off the Matterhorn and off to somewhere else.
Yeah, Space Mountain. Yeah, it's sad because you see him laughing and having a good time every night with, you know, and he's putting up good numbers, and he's the only thing that the Angels have to really be talking about. And, you know, when that goes away, you're looking at a real sorry team down in Orange County.
Here's something for you to think about, Ed, is that when the Nationals are fighting the Cubs out in the playoffs this year and Bryce Harper's in the playoffs for a second time, I think, what is Mike Trout going to be thinking? Because Trout and Harper have been joined at the hip ever since they both came into the league, and to have the other guy who's not really as good as you are to make the playoffs twice and with an MVP, you know, I don't know. I think it would give me an itchy feet, and I'd want to move in a hurry.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think that, you know, like Hondo said, he'll, you know, as soon as his contract is up, that he'll make that decision for him and just say, hey, you know what, I want out. I'm going to get out of here.
His maximum trade value is when he's still got at least 2 years left in his contract. That's his maximum trade value.
All right, folks. Well, we have hit that time of the Saturday when we have to say farewell until next week. Hondo, thank you for joining us this morning.
All right, guys.
And, Bobby, it's that time. Go ahead and say it.
Be safe, be careful, and God bless. And have a good time on your next date, Hondo.
Okay. All right. And, folks, we will be back. Same time, same place. Next Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8:30. a.m. Pacific time. Until then, we hope that you have good luck with all your wagers and that we see you often in the cashier's line.